Welcome to your food for thought this week. Did you know that September is Better Breakfast Month? We want to make sure that you are building a better breakfast this September. So we want to provide some information to you about how to do that. First of all, you need to get rid of all of the excuses. We know that some people are trying to lose weight or they don't have time in the morning, but breakfast truly is the most important meal of the day. Partly because it's a wake-up call for your body, and it's a key to good performance throughout the day. Some people say they don't like breakfast foods. There's nothing that you can't have for breakfast. I know plenty of people that, you know, have yogurt or eggs or traditional breakfast foods, but then we know people who've had a pizza, you know, a slice of pizza or something, or they've had some, you know, a breakfast burrito. You know, we don't tend to think of burritos as breakfast, but you can add whatever you want to it as long as you are eating something throughout the day. The reason it's called breakfast is because that's exactly what we're doing. We are breaking the fast. Your body has been fasting or starving itself throughout the night. Glucose, which is our main source of energy for the brain, needs to be replenished. And food provides that glucose. Now, being that we want you to also be healthy, we do recommend that you have healthier breakfast options or watching your portion sizes as well. We're not talking about having a three-course breakfast meal, and definitely not every day. But you want to think about your body kind of like a car. A car with a full tank of gas is left on overnight, so the engine is using up all of the gas the entire night. Well, your engine, your heart, your lungs, your brain, and all of your organs are still working and doing their jobs throughout the night. So in the morning, you need to refuel your body and you need to fill up your tank by eating food when you wake up. Breakfast eaters tend to have more strength and endurance, better concentration and problem-solving abilities, and non-breakfast eaters tend to be more tired, restless, and irritable in the morning. It might be why you tend to reach for the coffee mug is because you are tired and you are restless and you are irritable. But instead of reaching for the coffee mug, we want you to reach for some actual food. And we've heard so many times over the years that kids who eat a better breakfast or at least eat a breakfast perform better in the classroom. If that's true for kids, why wouldn't it be the same for adults? It is. So it is extremely important to replenish your blood sugar, which is going to provide fuel for your body. It's going to energize your body and gives your body endurance. It's going to reduce the risk for heart disease, help you get enough nutrients to start the day, such as fiber and calcium and vitamin C or iron, and it's going to improve your concentration and memory, which very well might improve your work performance. Research has studied the benefits of breakfast for children, and it's the same thing. It's going to improve their memory, their problem-solving skills, their verbal fluency. So if they're struggling in English, they definitely need that. It's going to help them be more creative, whether they're writing stories or doing something in science and building something, working on math problems. It's going to help them be more alert, help them behave better in the classroom, and just be happier overall. But if you're concerned that about weight, then you might be very pleased to know that adults who eat breakfast are less likely to be obese. They are less likely to overeat the rest of the day because eating breakfast gets your metabolism kick-started for the day. So if you skip breakfast, you're probably, you know, it's just keeping your body like it's sleeping. Yeah, you haven't put any fuel in your tank, so it doesn't think you need to go anywhere, and so it's just going to stay put. But adults who are eating breakfast have been more successful at losing weight and maintaining that weight loss. Not to mention, lifelong breakfast eaters have lower bad cholesterol, lower risk of diabetes, improved bone health, and increased physical energy. Now, what makes a healthy breakfast? Because we don't want you just to eat. We want to make sure it's a good breakfast. There are two main components, carbohydrates and protein. So your carbohydrates are going to be the ones we recommend are the whole grains and the fruit. Your protein, we want that to be your lean meats. It could be peanut butter, low-fat dairy products, and even eggs. We want to make sure that you're minimizing the foods that have cholesterol or trans fats. Choosing one food from the food groups, grain, proteins, and fruit. Making sure they're low sugar, low fat, high fiber, high protein foods. We need 2 to 3 servings of fruit each day. It's easy to get at least one fruit at breakfast. And the importance of fruits and veggies have been something we have continued to share. We want them to make sure that you are trying to eat complex carbohydrates that are going to give you energy that's going to last. So these are some of your whole wheat products that will help as well. And if you are getting some of those products, they probably have more fiber, which is going to help you feel fuller longer so that you don't overeat later, as well as it helps prevent the development of cancer and certain diseases. If you don't have enough time for breakfast, then try doing some prep work the night before. Pick portable breakfast foods to eat on the go. Again, fruits, apples, oranges, those kinds of things, bananas are wonderful. Stock up at the grocery store. Keep it simple, but vary your choices so that you can please everyone in your household. This has been your Food for Thought from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Have a better breakfast this month. Thanks for tuning in this week.